Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC on this morning after Election Day. And listeners, why do you think Democrats did as badly as they did? They're still counting a few seats, but it looks like about a 60-seat swing. So Republicans will control the House. And we have a poll question on our politics website. It's a freecountry.org. It says the biggest reason that Democrats got slaughtered in the congressional elections is they spent and borrowed too much. They failed to run with pride of accomplishment. The American people got fooled by Republican lies and money. In this economy, they'd lose this bad no matter what, or other, and you can write in your other. But go and answer the survey question. We'll be curious to see what you think. The biggest reason that Democrats got slaughtered in the congressional elections is, go answer the question at our politics website, itsafreecountry.org. And we'll take your calls on that question now, too. Why do you think the Democrats lost so badly? 212-433-WNYC. Democrats, Republicans, other. Give us a call. 212-433-9692. On the air, why do you think the Democrats did so badly? And we'll talk next to a winning Democrat and a winning Republican for the House of Representatives from our area. In a few minutes, Republican Nan Hayworth, who defeated John Hall in Westchester and points north, right now Brooklyn and Queens Democrat Anthony Weiner. Hi, Congressman Weiner. Are you licking your wounds on behalf of the party this morning?
To some degree. I also, you know, I think I'm very grateful to the people of Brooklyn and Queens for reelecting me to my district. Had about the same performance for Barack Obama and the Democrats in 2008 as the whole country did, and so I'm very grateful that we won, and I'm going to work hard for the people of my district. But yeah, this is a pretty tough morning. I don't know how I'd vote on your poll question. I don't know if I can vote on more than one, but it's a combination of a lot of things, I think, that wound up catching up with us.
Go ahead. What things?
Well, look, I mean, first of all, I think the Republicans are going to face a difficult challenge because I think to some degree nationally they ran a campaign that really didn't have an affirmative idea about what they wanted to do. I think that, you know, you heard campaigning against the health care bill, and then they said, well, we love the idea of protecting people against kicking off by their insurance companies if they have pre-existing conditions. We heard them say we want to reduce the deficit but give tax cuts to multimillionaires. We heard, you know, we even saw some unusual exit poll questioning in the New York Times where people said that that Wall Street was to blame for many of the harms in the view of many Republican voters, and yet they still voted against people who voted for the financial reform bill.
That was an interesting result. About a third of the people who were Democrats, about a third of the people who were Republicans said Wall Street was the main reason that the economy is in the trouble that it's in. But then for the rest of the respondents to that poll, huge amounts of Republicans said Obama is to blame. Huge amounts of Democrats said George Bush is to blame.
Yeah, I think that to some degree all elections amount to kind of a report card for the incumbent, but also to some degree aspirations for the next 2 or 4 years. I think on that second point, the Republicans really left a lot unsaid. I mean, I think Democrats have to continue to lean into these things. I mean, let's face it, if when you look at the things that we did, the providing health insurance for people, saving people tax money because we're spending so much for the uninsured, we gave one of the biggest middle-class tax cuts in American history in the stimulus bill. We prevented the layoff of cops and firefighters. I mean, all of these things that we did, I'm just curious now to watch to see which ones the Republicans actually proceed to try to undo, because I think as individual initiatives, they were very popular, which is why it's so frustrating to have the results this morning.
Why did the Democrats do as badly as they did? Michael in Bedford-Stuyvesant, hi. Michael, you're on WNYC. Can you hear me?
Yeah. There's construction here in my building. Bear with me a second. I can't believe you're even really asking it. It just seems so obvious that Obama focused on this almost year-long health care battle instead of focusing on the economy and jobs. It was such the biggest mistake for him to make, and it seems to have destabilized it's just the way everybody feels in our nation. It just feels so destabilized, and that everything he's accomplished is kind of behind a mystery. We can't figure out what he's really doing or what he's done.
Congressman Wiener, you were a leader in that health care reform battle. Was the priority wrong?
Well, Michael's not wrong about the year-long part. It was definitely problematic. I think that the president, and you know I was on your show saying this a lot, the president I think made some of these issues unnecessarily complicated and seem like legislative sausage-making rather than speaking to the aspirations of the American people and explaining what we were doing. But let's remember, we also didn't do a particularly good job after the bill was passed as a party, and I think the president bears some responsibility for this. You know, when your opponents are saying, oh, yes, I like the idea that we're extending insurance to those people 21 to 26. Yes, I like the idea that we extended the life of Medicare, and yes, I like the idea of not kicking people off of pre-existing conditions, but I'm still for repealing the health care bill, and they're successful with that, then I think to some degree we bear some responsibility for letting them get away with that. I agree. The health care debate went on too long. It was unnecessarily long. I think it should have been much simpler. Extend Medicare to more Americans year by year. Have a simple plan that everyone understands and appreciates.
Judith in Manhattan, why do you think the Democrats did as badly as they did in Congress?
The younger generation that worked very, very hard for his campaign felt betrayed, and because he was very marshmallowy, he just kept caving in instead of aggressively, like Roosevelt, aggressively going forward with his agenda, just roll right over him. If he had had a more aggressive attitude, and I'm hoping that in his press conference he's going to show a change of attitude and be more aggressive. I wish that Michael Moore were his personal advisor, and I think the country would be so much better.
Judith, thank you very much. We will cover that President Obama news conference, by the way, today at 1 o'clock. We'll have it live on AM 820 WNYC. I will also be hosting a live simultaneous online chat on our politics website. It's afreecountry.org, so we can all gather together and talk to each other as we listen to President Obama's post-election news conference at 1 o'clock this afternoon, again, live on AM 820 and a simultaneous online chat that I'll be hosting at itsafreecountry.org. Congressman Leader, what do you want to hear the president say at 1 o'clock today?
Well, I want to hear a little of that also. I mean, I think that the president has a lot to say about the things that we got done that appeals to middle-class independent voters, about the tax cuts that were passed, the jobs that were saved. I think it's absolutely true, and I traveled around a great deal during this campaign, all around the corners of my district, and a lot of people who followed this aspirational uplifting campaign in 2008 were disappointed that the administration seemed more kind of transactional and 3 yards in a cloud of dust, and they talked more about Olympia Snow and Joe Lieberman than they did about the things that they were trying to accomplish. But all of that being said, you know, when you have the inescapable conclusion of these results is that voters rewarded a lot of people for voting no on every big initiative, bragging that they were going to try to essentially disassemble some of the things that were passed. I think the president has to get back to the place where he's not only the leader of the country, but he's also leader of our philosophy of governing and what we're trying to do and how we're going to keep doing it. And I think there's still plenty of time. I mean, I would joke with people in the White House, you know, they would say it's still early yet, and I would say it's early for you, Mr. President, but it might be too late for us in the Democratic majority, and a lot of these things are going to be tougher to do now. There's no doubt about that.
We have a new Republican Congresswoman-elect from our area, Nan Hayworth, standing by. She's ready to go, so we're going to finish up here, Congressman Wiener. Just tell me, do you see the next 2 years as nothing but gridlock?
I certainly hope not. I mean, I, for one, who, you know, I'm a proud progressive Democrat, I'm going to try to work with the Republicans where I can. But I got to tell you, there's not a lot of room for compromise. If they want to privatize Social Security, turn Medicare into a voucher system, to turn back the successes on health care, they're going to find a tenacious fighter in me. I don't care if I'm the last Democrat there. And I think, frankly, that's what I was elected by my constituents to do, to make deals where we could to get the problem solved, but also to dig in on the things are important to New York City.
Congressman Anthony Wiener, reelected as a Democrat from his district in Brooklyn and Queens. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Brian.